Balcony Radio.
Like Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler than the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric Cohen, the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
This is the Fly Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Oh. That's right. All right, we do kick your ass through your ears on a daily basis. That's for sure.
Even remotely.
Even remotely, which we are doing it. Coronavirus quarantine style. My name is Scott. I'm here in the studio, Balcony Radio studio, and joining us via FaceTime is Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hey. How are you?
Good. Good. How you doing out there?
Yes. It's welcome to be back. It's episode 2 of the Corona Chronicles.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's recording exactly. Not in the same space, still working out the kinks, the bugs.
So if it sounds a little twisted or it sounds a little weird.
Terrible.
Not that bad. It sounds all right, actually. Considering we're working here through computers which could die at any minute.
And have already.
Anyway, it's a kind of a psychedelic show, and that's a good psychedelic way to get into the title of the show, which is This Pill Makes You Small, episode 15, where we go after some serious psychedelic music.
That's right.
Ready to trip out
this weekend.
Oh, no,
this
is trip out.
We're going straight into the Emerald Forest to play some of the hippiest jams ever.
Oh my God, you picked some really great stuff too. You know, I was listening to this before we started recording here. You know, this is some really great stuff. There's some old stuff and new stuff. And
new to you. It's all old. It's all from 67, 68.
Is that right?
Oh yes.
Including this song that we're going to start here with this artist's name. this very unique artist's name. The artist is Pussy. That's the
actually yeah you're right, they're new, they're a new band that I found that I really like, but everyone else after that is old, so
okay. All right, that's very cool.
We had to prove that there are still people out there tripping balls while they play guitar.
Oh yeah that's very true. And we've played drug music in the past too, some really trippy stuff on the 101 series, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We did that,
that's right.
So
you want to introduce this first act, since
sure.
You enjoy saying their name so much.
Pussy is the name of the band. The name of their album is called Pussy Plays. Oh my goodness, what am I saying here, ladies and gentlemen? I'm so sorry, but be that as it may, we're gonna get right into it now. This is Pussy. This is called Come Back June.
Yeah.
in the past.
Thank you.
lest it has slipped your mind, this record is electrically recorded.
What's it for? This need for loving that once more is whispering, unlock the door and let someone come through to find the sip of love I leave behind. In loving you, I'm sure of quite what is true. Let that all go, I tell myself, what's it for? I answer and close the door. I answer, why do I question every thought I make? What's it for? The mere existence of a door is something to be grateful for. And after all, what can I do but hope what I call love is true? As I feel now, no asking questions this time. As I feel now, I wonder how, what's it for, existed and open doors resisted. So I won't question all of the love I make. What's it for? The mere existence of a door is something to be grateful for. And after all, what can I do but hope what I call love is true? As I feel now, no asking questions this time. As I feel now, I wonder how, what's it for, existed and open doors resisted. So I won't question all of the love I make.
I love you, I love you, I love you, you. Please love me too. I love you, I love you, I love you, you. Please love me too. The things that I do now, they don't concern you now. I'm just trying. Sitting in front of me, regretting things that I do. Don't please you. My thoughts are so complicated, but I don't want to trade them. Please don't think I want your mind. I'm just trying to be kinder. But please keep communication clear.
I love you, you. Please love me too. I love you, I love you, I love you, you. Please love me too.
What happened, man? God, the belladonna and the mescaline should be kicking in right about now. There he is.
Now? Yes. Mine kicked in 20 minutes ago, buddy.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I don't know how you're following me.
I see all your strangeness going on out there. That's really wild. 50-foot hose and from a record called Cauldron. That's Things That Concern You.
I really like that song. I think we played that in the show before because it sounds familiar. At least I know that song, and it just... Such a, it's got single written all over it, doesn't it?
I think it does. It absolutely does. I don't know some of these songs.
I thought it wasn't a hit.
We've played these before. A couple of these, I think we have played before. Now, as I was listening back to it, but yeah, that definitely has top 40 like single written all over it.
Yeah, that one is written for girls. You could just tell. Like, that's
that's right.
That's the one for the 1968 prom. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, that's where that goes.
Should I start off reading off what we played?
Sure, go right ahead. Sure.
Okay. So we started with a band called Pussy.
we found out
that actually is a band from the late 60s. They're from 1969, that release. Their album is called Pussy Plays. And we were confused because it was recently remastered and re-released and probably sold more than the original 5 copies it did back in the 60s.
I think that's true.
So I looked it up on Amazon, and an original pressing CD is like $60. So it's way out there.
Oh, my goodness. All right, there we go.
So, but there was a really good song called Come Back June that we started with. Mm-hmm. And then moved on to one of our favorites. I'm going to say our favorites, because this is a really good band that we played several times on the show, the Chocolate Watch Band.
Yes, absolutely.
In the Past, from their album Inner Mystique. You want to just say something there?
No, no, go right ahead. I'm just agreeing with you.
And then, how do you say that? Arzachel?
I think it's
Arzachel.
Arzachel, yeah.
Arzachel with a song called Garden of Earthly Delights. And
yes.
That's from their record, Arzachel.
Arzachel. Wow. Yes.
I wonder why they didn't make it.
I don't even know what it means.
Who knows? And then we played Blossom Toes doing What's It For from their really good record, We Are Ever So Clean. I love the title of that one.
That's great.
It's actually a really, really good album. And then we finished up there with 50 Foot Hose doing The Things That Concern You from their 1968, I want to say, release, Cauldron.
All right. There we go. Right on, man. A good psyche way to open up the show, appropriately enough, man.
Can't do worse than that.
No, there's some trippy music. You know, when I was listening back to this playlist earlier today, you know, putting the show together, you picked some really good stuff. You know, there's a couple of old favorites in here that you picked, and there's a really lot of an unusual stuff that I haven't heard before. I really like it.
Oh, you're welcome.
So it's going to be a really
good Thank you.
We got a really good show ahead here. So this is going to be really
Let's not ruin it.
No, that's right. As I try and get it over, it's probably going to come crashing down really quickly. Anyway, we're going to move along here.
What are we starting with?
We're going to move along to the 5-day work straw people. 5-day week straw people. Boy, that is a mouthful.
That's a terrible name.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's really tough to say. But this is dust in my eyes.
Oh, I thought that next year I would be doing things, but never got around to them. Time is moving on, and I look ahead with fear.
I whistle symphonies of your face and laugh for your hair so fine. In startled greens of playground grass, a child jumps rope to rhyme.
Oh, and I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Thank you.
Locomotive.
Wow.
That was a great song, man.
There's really some actual soul music on the show tonight.
Actually, something or other. Wait, let me turn you down here. There we go.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. I just had to turn down your monitor there for a second. But
am I here?
You're here. There we go. Anyway, okay. Locomotive, that was called Mr. Armageddon, and that was called We Are Everything You See, the name of that record. And that was
what a
really
great
nice
song.
Yeah, I really, really like that song. That's more than just a psych song. It's got a real power and it's got epic feel to it, you know?
Yeah, no, it felt like a full-on soul song. Like, you could hear somebody doing that with a horn section and really belting that out and falling to their knees and doing the whole thing. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
that was
yeah.
just a great song.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. That was very cool.
I'd love to hear, like, a funk cover of that. That'd be great. Man. Anyway. Why don't I read it off so Scott can do some plugging?
Go right ahead.
And, let's see. What did we start out with? We started with Dust in My Eyes by this name, 5 Day Week Straw People, from their self-titled debut record, 5 Day Week Straw People. Terrible name, but what a great trippy song. And that record is really good. I think they only put out one or two albums. There's not a lot of material from them.
Yeah.
And then, a song that you and I both really, really dug, Porpoise Mouth by Country Joe and the Fish. From their record, Electric Music for the Mind and Body.
That's a great record.
Yeah, Scott and I cannot recommend that one more. It's like 11 or 12 songs, and each one sounds like a totally different band on it. And it's just so weird. But it goes down easy for something you'd expect to be sort of like all over the map stylistically and genre-wise and hopping around. But it just they play so well, and he's got such a great voice.
Yes,
that it all works, and that's just such a hard thing to do.
Yeah, that was a really great record. It's got some really trippy psych on it, and it's got those ballad type things on it, and it's
got country music on it too. Yeah, it's just great.
Yeah, yeah, it really is something else.
And that one that we played was kind of, I don't even know what to call that. That was like dance hall-ish almost, Porpoise Mouth.
Yeah, definitely dance hall-ish, absolutely.
And then Cecil Rons was next from a band called Caravan off their record, The World Is Yours, which is an anthology of their output from 68 to 76. They're an English band that kind of...
Very misunderstood, actually. I was reading up on them.
They're an also-ran. They never really had a ton of hits, but they put out a lot of material, and they're one of those bands that they're an opening act kind of situation.
Right, right, exactly. But
the material is interesting, and it's weird, and it's prime for checking out. It's just, I don't know, you don't hear a single there when you listen to them. It's good material, though.
I agree. I totally agree. It's actually quite talented. It's actually quite musical because a lot of members of that band went on to be members of other really great bands as well. So it was a launching pad for a lot of great talent.
Mm-hmm. And then we played a song called Towards the Skies by a band called The Gods from their album Genesis. I sense a theme.
I don't know what that could be.
And then we played one of the best songs of the night, Friday I'm Free by Group 1850. That was spacey as hell. And that was from their record Paradise Now. And we finished up there with Mr. Armageddon from Locomotive. Great song from their record, We Are Everything You See. That's an awesome title for a record. And here comes Scott with Everything You Need to Hear.
Oh, well, what a great segue. How could I mess that up? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you a couple of things here real quick.
You will.
Oh, hush up. I'm fading you out. Even though you've got nice birds in the background here, I'm going to fade you out, son. Okay, goodbye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a couple of things here real quick. First off, our email address is balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com. Send emails there and we will respond to it. And thank you for those of you that have already done it. And that, of course, leads you right back to the all new design, special looking, wonderful place called balconyradio.com, which is our website. Everything's happening there. Special thanks to Murray Finns for helping out on rebuilding, actually, balconyradio.com after a catastrophic moment when our website actually went down and actually disappeared. It was gone, deleted for some reason, and we had to start from scratch, literally. So he's helping us build that back up again. So thanks to Murray for that. And the website, balconyradio.com, does have a few things there that are ready for you to enjoy, like our stream, which goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can also enjoy that stream on Sundays, especially because we do jazz on Sundays. Monday through Saturday, we do just about everything we have in our 60,000-track collection. And then on Sundays, we narrow it down to jazz. So you can check that out on our stream. And you can also subscribe to our RSS feed as well, so you can download all of our shows that we have and listen to all the new ones. Get all the new ones when they get loaded up and when they get posted on the website. So that's at balconyradio.com. You can listen to all of our old shows as well. You can check us out in the social networking areas. First off, you can check us out on Instagram, which is at Balcony Radio, and we post some great stuff there, some funny memes and some really great stuff. So that's at Instagram. That's the Instagram post, which is at Balcony Radio, and you can also check us out on Facebook, which is facebook.com/balconyradiofm. Just put in Balcony Radio and we pop right up there, and we post all of our new shows on Facebook. We post a lot of great articles about music, and we have a really good time there as well. So you can check us out in the social media networking areas as well, at Instagram with at Balcony Radio and on Facebook at Balcony Radio FM. And check out balconyradio.com. And now I'm going to fade my partner right back in there. Hello, partner.
Hey there. Hey there.
All right. So
I'm glad that you don't even bother mentioning your Twitter account. Don't.
Oh, no, no. Our Twitter is just a horrible, nasty, terrible gutter of a place.
Yeah, don't go there. Just life is too short.
Too short. Just, you have much better things to do with your life.
I mean, we have one. Don't follow it. Don't follow it. I don't follow it.
No,
nobody
no.
Should follow it.
We don't even follow our own Twitter account. That's how crappy it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get back to some smoke time here.
And, yeah.
The band is called The Smoke. The album is called It's Smoke Time. This is called High in a Room. We'll be right back.
whether his friend or his friends knew about loneliness. But you better watch out for Bill. He's pretty smart and he's out to kill. High in a room in a house and I swear there's some happiness. All of Joe's friends knew the scene, it was clean and a pretty one. No one a fool, they were cool and they never tell anyone. And they had to stay cool with Jenny. She turned them in quick as dropping a penny. High in a room in a house in the square, there's some happiness. You'd best stay cool with Jenny. She'd have you for a penny. All of your friends know the scene. It was clean and a pretty one. No one a fool, they were cool and they never tell anyone. And they had to stay cool with Jenny. She turned them in quick as dropping a penny. A high in a room in a house in a square, there's some happiness. A high in a room in a house in a square, there's some happiness. A high in a room in a house in a square, there's some happiness. A high in a room in a house in a square, there's some happiness.
The sun keep glowing. Will the rain keep raining and the wind keep blowing? Can a man change the minds of men? Can you go where you've never been? Come ride the train for tomorrow. Will our children have the chance to pray? When tomorrow becomes today, there's no use running cause you can't hide. The track's too long and there's coal inside. Inside the train for tomorrow. We're waiting for that common freight. Each time that we anticipate the knock upon the door that means the future of our dream.
Thank you. Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using Radio Voice. This is Balcony Radio.
Every day.
Great stuff, man. Really fun stuff here from who was that? Oh, the Savage Resurrection. And that was called Talking to You. Very cool stuff. I really like that.
That heavy one had duty a real nice little drone to it there, like almost like an Indian reggae kind of thing going.
Yeah, it sounded like Blue Cheer. That's the
name. Little bit, yeah.
So I had a kind of a Blue Cheer kind of feedback to it. That was kind of cool.
I'll give you that one.
All right. So that is from the album. The album is the same name, The Savage Resurrection. And Talking to You was the name of that particular song. Fun stuff.
You want to tell us the rest of them, man,
I think so. Let's see. We started out... Where did we start out? Oh, we started out with The Smoke.
The Smoke.
Beware of the Smoke. I think that was a John Carpenter film. No, that was The Fog. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was The Fog, man. Remember, it turns you inside out.
That's right. So The Smoke, we heard The Smoke, who turns you outside in. So there you go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well. High in a Room is the name of that particular track. And the record's called It's Smoke Time. Yes. And then one of our favorite bands here on the balcony, The Electric Prunes, followed that up with Train for Tomorrow from their famous record, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night.
That's their best one, too.
Yes, it is. It's got all their best stuff on it. And Train for Tomorrow was the name of that. And then we also heard the Count Five, the classic Count Five, who are famous for the song Psychotic Reaction, which is actually the name of the record it came from. But the song was called Pretty Big Mouth. He's going to find a woman with a big mouth and marry her. Whatever that means, ladies and gentlemen, take it for what it means.
However you interpret it.
Hi-oh. And then one of your favorites, the West Coast Pop Art Experience. Their first record, Part One. And we heard the song Transparent Day. Great song. I really like that a lot. And then the Savage Resurrection finished things up there with Talking to You. And I'm surprised that I can actually see the screen because I'm working on a rented or a used pair of glasses here, old prescription, because mine are actually in the shop, still getting fixed. So I'm kind of...
You haven't gotten them back yet?
No, not yet. And it's been a while. So I'm looking at the screen and I'm actually surprised that I can actually read the screen, which is barely 3 feet in front of me. So, but at any rate, so that's my personal story. How are things going with you these days, pal?
Not bad. I'm having a pretty good recording session. I'm sitting outside on my deck, which I guess is the balcony of the first floor.
That's right.
And I have a kiddie pool out with my feet in it right now.
Oh, good. That's nice. And it's a beautiful day for us for a strange reason. For being under the coronavirus type of insurrection, it's been really beautiful out.
Yeah, if it's going to be like this, I say let Corona go for another few months.
That's right. If the air is going to be clear like this, you know.
It is beautiful right now, and it's nice and mellow. There's no one on the streets. It's great. It makes you realize that, like, those end-of-the-world movies, maybe they're not so bad.
Maybe. Yes, that's right. It's like... we got a few things to eat here, and you know,
like maybe the Omega Man, like the early parts could have been, you know, like a lot of more comforting,
a little more upbeat. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, a little bit more upbeat. You know, a lot more TV watching.
That's right. Well, they didn't have Netflix, and they didn't have all that stuff back in the day.
Oh God, can you imagine remaking that movie now? And it'd just be 2 hours of some guy just watching Netflix.
Oh no, it'd be boring. You know, it's like, well, we got resources now. They didn't have resources back then. You know, what are we gonna do? Well, we got nothing.
Well, it's just sitting on the couch.
It was only radio, television, and film back then. You know, there was nothing else.
I know. Jeez.
Isn't that wild?
And we're still bored.
Still bored to tears. Still nothing to listen to or watch. Isn't that weird?
I still look for any excuse to go anywhere.
Yeah, we gotta find it. Yes,
the market, yes, please.
Yeah, can I get out of the house for Christ's sake, please? So, anyway, let's get into the last set here before we get too depressed. So we're gonna play a favorite here. We've actually played this before. This is actually from a collection that's actually really good. That's available if you wish to purchase it. It's called Hallucinations Psychedelic Pop Nuggets. From the WEA, W-E-A vaults, that's Warner Electra Asylum vaults. And this is a gentleman by the name of Lee Mallory. And this song is called That's the Way It's Gonna Be.
Yeah.
So you say that all the good times are gone. So you say this rain will keep raining on. I'll walk along with my head held high. I'll find a song and I'll sing it to the sky. I may be wrong, but I'll live until I die. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see.
Photograph today. Fly above the sea, like a river, drifting in the
if that isn't the mantra of just about everybody that's going around these days, then I don't know what is. That's the Glass family, and I'm losing it. So that's about everybody's opinion these days.
Some of us have lost it totally.
Completely, totally. You know, it's like, what's going on out there? You know, it's like, let's do a little thinking out there for crying out loud. But that's a little psych existentialism there for you. I'm losing it and nothing matters anymore. I guess that's pretty much what it amounts to. And that's the way to wrap up the show on such a high note. So that's the way to wrap up This Pill Makes You Small, episode 15. Oh, yes. All right.
Yay.
So anyway, so, you want to read
yeah,
that?
That was, you wanna... Yeah, let me do it. So that was a fun program. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah,
we finished up the show with some good stuff there. We started with A Brand New Groove by Fane Jade. What a terrible name for a band. F-A-I-N-E, Jade, J-A-D-E. And that was from a collection of theirs called Introspection. And then we played a great song by The Freak Scene called My Rainbow Life. I really, really like that one a lot.
That was very cool. That was very cool.
Yeah, and that's from a record called Psychedelic Soul, with soul spelled P-S-O-U-L.
Oh,
why not?
Oh, sure.
All the rules are out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then probably the best band name of the night, Bohemian Vendetta, doing Paradox City from their self-titled debut record, Bohemian Vendetta. Damn, that's a great name.
That is and really then, great.
Isn't that awesome?
I like that name. I really do. I've never... It's you know, it's like Bohemians on the Rampage. You know, that's, I would love to see a movie with that. You know, all the bohos and poets and everybody gets angry and starts rampaging on the city. We want recognition.
And then probably the best song of the night, I'm going to say, you really like this one, and so did I, Heir Apparent, E-I-R-E, Apparent, A-P-P-A-R-E-N-T.
Yeah.
The song called Magic Carpet from their record Sunrise, which was... produced by a friend of ours, James Hendrix from
James
America.
Marshall, yes, exactly. And he actually played on the song, too. He was playing that noodly kind of wow guitar.
Yeah, that backwards Castles Made of Sand kind of sounding guitar. That's Jimi Hendrix sitting in with the band because he was friends with them from when they all rode vans around Scotland in 1967. Because, they were one of those touring acts that he made friends with when he first went over to England after giving up on America. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, that's wild, though. I mean, to have Jimi Hendrix actually produce your record, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And also proof that Jimmy is a good guy because he didn't forget his buddies, went back and produced the record after he became a big star. Good for him.
Good for Jimmy. Right on.
And then the Glass Family, nice literary reference there with their song I'm Losing It from their record Freak Out USA, which is also the best title for an album I maybe have ever heard.
Right on, man. Right on. All right, there you go. That's This Pill Makes You Small, episode 15. Right on, man. That was
I'm
very
still
cool.
laughing at Freak Out USA.
Freak
what
Out
a
USA.
Great title.
Oh, that's just wonderful, man. That's just wonderful. Let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us and all this druggy music for the last hour and a half or so, or however long it's been. Stay safe. Stay away from people.
Be safe. Wear your masks and gloves. And
don't look at anyone in the eyes anymore, too. That's probably bad for you.
And stay home. Stay home and listen to all your podcasts, us and all the other things you have downloaded, I'm sure.
Us, all that true crime stuff that you listen to, all your murder podcasts.
Oh, those
Stick
are great
for the
ones.
Music.
Oh, everybody loves a good story, man. And those are the best ones to listen to.
They really are. Oh, my God.
All right.
So anyway, we got one more song here.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what it is, Scott?
I shall. This is, the band is called Mom's Boys. This is great. The record is called Riot on Sunset Strip, and the song is this is actually a tribute to everything that was happening at the time on the Sunset
Strip. it's on the soundtrack to the documentary.
Oh, it's on the sound. Okay, there you go. The song is called Children of the Night. A good way to end it. Thanks very much. See ya.
Laters. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother in the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the Balcony.